Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting third. The right fielder, Kurt Palfrey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Norm Seaburn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Charlie Lau. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dave McNally. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dave McNally. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Wirt. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Don Demeter. Batting fifth. The catcher, Bill Freehan. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Thomas. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Gates Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick McAuliffe. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Hamilton. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Hamilton. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio takes first base on ball four. Snyder moves to second. Kurt Palfrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Aparicio moves to third. It's 1-0, Orioles. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Aparicio tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Orioles. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau takes first base on ball four. Palfrey moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hamilton fields it and throws to first for the out. Palfrey moves to third. Lau moves to second. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Palfrey scores. Lau scores. It's 4-0, Orioles. Phil Regan now pitching. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt strikes out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-0 in the game. with a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Brandt. Freehan reaches second base with a double. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Freehan moves to third. Two outs. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Kurt Bulfari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bulfari is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bulfari hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Reagan covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Phil Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-1 in the game. Cash hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Brandt takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wood settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-1 in the game. McNally strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0-for-1 in the game. Demeter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Demeter reaches second base with a double. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Freehan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. a 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Orioles. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. McAuliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kurt Palfieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aparicio. The throw from Frijon and he is safe. Aparicio steals second. Kurt Palfieri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palfieri is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Palfieri hits a pop-up towards third. Wirt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Seaborn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaborn is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaborn strikes out. There goes Aparicio. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Charlie Lau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lau is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Lau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Euler pinch hits for Phil Regan. Ray Euler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Euler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Fox now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wirt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cash scoops it up and throws to first, with Fox covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Freehan hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Dave McNally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNally is 0-for-2 in the game. McNally hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Orioles. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown strikes out. One out. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. McAuliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alkaline pinch hits for Terry Fox. Alkaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Nischwitz now pitching. Sam Bowens pinch hits for Kurt Bulfari. Sam Bowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowens strikes out. One out. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Seaburn takes first base on ball 4. John Orsino pinch hits for Charlie Lau. Larry Sherry now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino takes first base on ball 4. Seaburn moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Stu Miller now pitching. John Orsino now catching. Paul Blair now playing center field. Jackie Brandt now playing right field. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Wirt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wirt hits a pop-up towards short. Aparicio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-3 in the game. Cash is hit by the pitch. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Demeter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cash moves to second. Bill Freehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freehan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Freehan hits a fly ball into right field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Brandt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-3 in the game. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brandt moves to third. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards short. McAuliffe scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brandt scores. Adair moves to second. One out. It's 5-3, Orioles. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adair moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aparicio bunts towards the right side of the infield. Wood misplays the ball. That's an error on Wood. Adair scores. Snyder moves to second. It's 6-3. Orioles. Stu Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Sherry fields it and throws to first for the out. Snyder moves to third. Aparicio moves to second. Two outs. Norm Seaburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaburn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Seaburn is walked intentionally. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Aparicio scores. Seaburn moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-3, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. McAuliffe settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Lump pinch hits for George Thomas. Jerry Lump is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lump hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gates Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe is 0-for-3 in the game. McAuliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Jim Northrup pinch hits for Larry Sherry. Jim Northrup is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northrup strikes out. Two outs. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-4 in the game. Wood strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.